Section 2. Individuals. Chapter 5. Individual Characteristics. Each team member, and we are all members of a team, has responsibilities they must meet in order to be a valued team member. This chapter will discuss individual responsibilities as well as why individual characteristics affect behaviors in organizations. Individual responsibilities. Team members have responsibilities they must meet to be successful. Each of these responsibilities are interrelated. That is, a team member cannot just successfully demonstrate one of these responsibilities and fail at the others. A team member must be successful at all of them to be an effective member. Those responsibilities include building relationships, demonstrating flexibility and adaptability, cooperating with other team members, having a willingness to help others, and respecting others. Building relationships. Developing a solid working relationship with other team members is arguably the most important responsibility for each team member. Key to this is building a personal rapport with each of the other team members, sharing experiences and hardships, and spending time together. When team members have good working relationships, trust, cohesiveness, and improved performance are the result. Demonstrating flexibility and adaptability. Teams that remain flexible and can adapt to fluid situations are more successful. Members who consider different points of view and compromise when needed strengthen teams. Cooperating with other team members. Without cooperation, having a solid relationship with other members and remaining flexible will not lead to a high-performing team. The team must be able to work together to accomplish any mission. They can only be successful at doing so if they cooperate with one another, despite any differences about style or perspective. Have a willingness to help others. Team members should demonstrate support for one another as they accomplish their missions. They should have a sense of team loyalty, encourage the team as a whole, and help individual team members who have trouble. They do this by words and actions, teaching, coaching, and mentoring as needed to accomplish the task. Respecting others. All team members must treat others with dignity and respect, especially members of their own team. When team members cannot meet this basic responsibility, there will be conflict, and the team will not perform to a high standard. Individual values and characteristics. Every soldier or Army civilian professional enters the Army possessing a set of individual values shaped by their lifetime of experience. The leader must then instill the new member with the Army values while leveraging the diversity that their individual values and characteristics bring to the organization. When organizational theorists talk about individual characteristics, what they are referring to is the individual's personality. Personality is the relatively stable set of psychological attributes that distinguish one person from another. Leaders should understand basic personality attributes, how they can affect a team member's behavior, and how they will fit in the team. They should also understand the team member's perceptions and attitudes toward the organization. The Big Five Framework. The Big Five model is the most widely accepted personality theory held today. It claims that an individual's personality can be described in the following five core factors: agreeableness, ability to get along with others; conscientiousness, extent to which a person can be counted on to get the job done; neuroticism, how well a person can handle stress and pressure; extroversion, reflects a person's comfort level with relationships; openness, how rigid a person's beliefs and their range of interests. These five factors are not measured by a yes or no, but rather on a continuum where a person can be anywhere on the scale. Agreeableness. This trait refers to how people treat relationships with others. People who have a high level of agreeableness are normally trusting, well-liked, helpful, and cooperative. Others view them as trustworthy. Conscientiousness. Those who have a high degree of this trait are more organized, disciplined, detail-oriented, and careful. They control their impulses, which allows them to complete tasks and achieve goals. Neuroticism. People who are less neurotic can be expected to handle stress and pressure better than those who score high on this trait. Extroversion. Extroverts are energized by social interaction, while introverts find too much social interaction tiring. Extroverts tend to be more assertive and outgoing, while introverts are more reserved and prefer listening to others rather than talking. Openness. Openness refers to the person's willingness to try new things, as well as engage in imaginative and intellectual activities. It includes the ability to think outside of the box. Those who are more closed like routine and dislike change, unless the change is back to a more traditional method.